It's your brakes.
Adventures with Bubba. Wait a minute. That's me. You mean I got my own show?
Unfortunately.
Whatever. This is awesome. It's me, Bubba. And I think it's time we went on an adventure.
Today's adventure is Cooking with Bubba.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay. Whatever you say. It just doesn't seem like an adventure to me.
You've never seen Bubba cook with ginger nearby.
Good point.
Hey, it's Bubba. And welcome to my show, Adventures with Bubba. And today is the actual first show. I mean, we kind of had a show not too long ago to introduce me. It was kind of a preview show, get to know you type thing. So I don't know if I actually counted as my first show or if it was just a get to know you thing. Anyways, I'll guess we'll say this is show number two, just for namesake reasons. You know what I'm saying? And I do kind of apologize right now because apparently we're still fighting with the administration on this show, and they're not giving us writers and idea makers. So we're having to fly by the seat of our pants. But that's enough of me just kind of going on about things. Let me tell you what we got going on for today's show. Well, I think what we're going to do in today's episode is go into the kitchen. I know sometimes that's an adventure just for us males. If it's not got the fire and going and all that good stuff on the flame, some guys just shy away from it. Not me. I gotta eat. And that's what we're doing today. We're cooking in the kitchen. You ready, Junior?
Yeah, Bubba, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Cue the outro.
Adventures with Bubba will return after a word from our sponsors. At Shore Shooters, beach photography is our specialty. It's all we do. Our experienced fun photographers are the best at capturing your vacation memories as they happen. It's real life, candid, and fun, not just posed portraits. And we're not just isolated to one beach. We are in the Alabama Gulf Coast with Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach, the Florida Panhandle, Tampa Bay area beaches, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. To learn more about us, see our pricing options, meet our photographers, see samples of our works, read reviews from our clients, or to schedule your beach photography session, go to shoreshooters.com. That's shoreshooters.com, or call us at 866-856-2435. Schedule your session online and enter the discount code SUNNY for $10 off any package. Again, that discount code is SUNNY for a $10 discount towards any beach photography session. And now, back to Adventures with Bubba.
Alright, so today on Adventures with Bubba, it's just going to be kind of tame, kind of easy going. As long as we don't have any mishaps today, I don't think we can get too wrong. But my buddy Junior is over here. Say hi, Junior.
Hi.
All right, there you go. You can go on back over there. All right, Junior. So here's what we're going to do today, Junior. We're going to cook us some classic Southern cooking. And I'm talking about the Southern cooking that you can get that's just all so spicy. It's that Southern chili and not that white chili. The nice tomato-based chili. You ready for that, Junior?
I guess so. Are you?
What do you mean?
I mean, the last time you do said them, things went wrong.
Are you talking about that time we souped out the blender?
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
We don't have a thing anymore, do we?
Yep, we do. But I think we fixed it.
Okay. Let's pray for it to be fixed. I don't think I need the blender today, though. All right, folks. Here's what I do for my chili. I start off with Blamer's chili powder. That's my favorite chili powder to add to this thing. So that's going to be my overall seasoning to really give that chili flavor. But that won't go into almost time for me to start adding the tomatoes and stuff. But we'll go over that in a minute. And this is kind of a legit recipe here, folks. This ain't nothing I'll make fun of here. But here's your main ingredients for today. Hamburger, onions, garlic, tomatoes, with diced tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, tomato juice. So you get all that nice tomato-y flavor added in there. And then if you want a little salt and pepper, you can add it too. I think Blamers has enough salt and pepper in it that you don't really need it, but that's my opinion. And if you want to throw in some chili beans or something like that, I usually get kidney beans and throw it in there. I don't like the chili beans because they're already pre-seasoned sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But although, if you want a little kick, sometimes you can take some Rotel and add it to it. And they have one for chili too. But that's all preference. But our basic chili today is going to consist of, again, crushed tomatoes, diced tomatoes, tomato juice. And we're also going to do hamburger and kidney beans. Along with the onions and garlic. Almost forgot those two. Those are nice. Those are nice. And I usually get about two nice medium-sized onions for this. And about four cloves of garlic. That's about a decent-sized cloves of garlic. I like a lot of garlic taste. If you don't like as much, you know, it's your preference. You can just kind of back it off. What do you like, Junior?
I like all your cooking.
Oh, thank you, Junior. Now, what I got here, you know, my personal favorite to use for the canned tomatoes is red gold. You know, it just sounds right. You know, you got to have that red gold. And I usually get those 28-ounce cans. Now, this makes a lot of chili. So if you're going to make a small portion of this, you've got to be prepared. You got to have a great big pot for what I'm going to make. So I take two cans of that 28-ounce red gold crushed tomatoes. And I take two cans of the diced tomatoes. Then I take two cans of tomato juice of red gold. And that's the big 46-ounce, you know, tall can of juice. But, you know, so that's kind of our ingredients. You know, pound of hamburger. Oh, I forgot. Junior, you know what I forgot.
Did you forget the sausage?
I forgot the sausage. A pound of sausage. My personal favorite is old folks, you know, medium to hot, either way. You can't go wrong, in my opinion. I like throwing in the hot. That's just my personal preference. Medium's perfect for it as well. So we got about 2 pounds of meat going in this bad boy. And then just, you know, your regular 12-ounce cans of your kidney beans. You can add more than one if you want it. A little bit more. Beans. I'm lost for words, Junior.
I can tell.
All right. That's it. All right, so I pretty much try to make everything in one pot. I don't even drain anything. Now, some people like to add noodles. Some people don't. What do you like, Junior?
I don't really care.
All right. So that's kind of a Kentucky thing a lot of times. And like you go to Ohio, sometimes they add the rice. But if you go to Texas, they don't add nothing to it. It's just straight chili. Thicker the better. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Uh-huh. Sure. Whatever.
All right, Junior. All right. Here's how we do this. All right, let's get our pan out, get our stock pot here. Now, I told you, it's going to be a big pot. You know, it's almost like a cannon pot here. This thing's huge. Junior, you're going to help me with this? Junior, what was that noise? Don't tell me that's how you grunt.
Yep.
Okay, that's just weird. All right, it's not even that big of a pot. Somebody's being dramatic. All right, anyways. All right, so we get our stove going here. We're a little bit on medium high here. Kind of get everything going. So what we first do is we start chopping up the garlic and the onions and really get these down and diced up really nice. And then while our pot's kind of coming up to a temperature, put a little olive oil on the bottom of this thing here. All right, there we go. So we're chopping this thing up. Sounded good. All right, so now what we're going to do is to bring out that aromatic flavor of these onions and this garlic, we're just going to saute these guys for a little bit before we start browning our sausage and our burger. Ooh, yeah. Can you smell that?
Well, it smells pretty good there, Bubba.
Thank you, Junior. All right, so we got this kind of nice and sauteed. Now let's go ahead and start throwing in our meat here and kind of getting it browned up and let that aromatics cook through that meat and really start seasoning that meat. Now, once it's all the way brown through and through with your sausage and your hamburger here, then it's time for us. What we like to do is go ahead and start adding our spices to this, you know. So, I use Blamers chili powder. I use about 4 packets of it. If you get the packets of it, I use about 4 packets. That's my thing. Sometimes I go about to 6. I really go heavy with the spice on this. That's my personal opinion. But you can use Tex-Mex or whatever, seasoned to your taste. But don't be squeamish on it. Come on. It's chili. It's supposed to be a little spicy, It's not supposed to be like super hot, but it's supposed to be spicy. All right, so Junior, you mind give me those?
Yep, Bubba. Here you go. All
right, we shake those in there. Mm-hmm. Got that. All right. Oh man, it smells good.
Well, it smells good, Bubba.
Thank you, Junior. All right, so we're gonna keep going on this here. All right, so now we got this all kind of mixed in a little bit. I'd like to start off first with my can of diced tomatoes. First, let's do the first can here. All right, let's dump that in there. Cool. Let's go ahead with the start stirring that in a little bit. Oh, yeah, get that mixed in there. All right, now, second can. All right, there we go. Kind of let that cook in there just for a second there. I don't like throwing everything in all at once. Kind of brings the temperature down too fast. I like kind of slowly integrate this stuff together. That's all right. That's the way I do it. All right, let's start going ahead with the crushed tomatoes there, Junior. You go ahead and open them up for me. You bring an electric can opener. I've been doing this by hand.
Oh, yep.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, you didn't ask.
Junior, I swear, I'm going to get you one of these days.
Well, you can try.
Hand me that first can here. All right, here we go. All right, first can going in. Again, just kind of mix that in, let it go, let it stir in. And then, all right, the next hand. Let's go ahead and get those cans of kidney beans going, man. Sometimes I don't want to put those in and saute them with the onions and hamburger because it makes it too soft. So you kind of add it in to this process, you know. All right, so go ahead and start throwing that in there. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Two cans there, Junior. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So now we're going to start putting in our tomato juice. Let it go. Yeah, I don't add any extra water to this. I just do straight tomato juice, you know. So I get the consistency I want and the concentration of that, those rich flavors. Junior, I don't think we had any chili left over last time we made it, did we?
Oh, no, we didn't.
I think you had about 7 bowls, though, but if I can recall. Anyways, we got this thing all put together now. Let's go ahead and just bring it on down to a simmer. I usually let it simmer for about 45 minutes to an hour. That's just me. But that's completely personal preference. But you just want to let it slow cook for a little while. You know, roughly about 30 minutes for real, though. Junior, you know what I was thinking? We need a taste tester for our chili today.
Oh, yep. Why can't it be us?
Because we always eat our chili. We need somebody else to test it. Who are we going to get?
Why don't you ask your daddy?
I think I will ask my daddy. Ooh, yeah. This is smelling good. You know, you ever watch that show, Junior, back in the day with that old Cajun guy who used to cook here? And, ooh, I guarantee he would say all that kind of weird stuff and drink his wine while he's done and getting lit.
Oh, yep. Well, that was on PBS.
It was on PBS. And good memory. Good memory. All right, I think we're about done with this. I'm going to go track down my dad and see if he'd be willing to come in here and taste my chili. He usually likes it pretty well, I guess. It's been a while since he had my chili. But we're going to let him taste it again. Because we really ain't got nobody that's never had my chili around here in this little town of Defoe. So, we got slim pickings of population around here. But we might take it over to Merch's later.
I say, son. Oh, hey, boy. Hey, boy. How you doing? How you doing there, boy?
Hey, daddy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, boy. Boy. All right, boy. Let's see. What you got here, boy? What you got?
Oh, daddy. Slow down now. I got some chili for you.
Oh, I see you got Junior over there, boy.
Yeah, Junior's here too, and that's about all he can get.
Oh, well, man. Where's my supper, boy? Come on now. Come on.
Y'all gonna have to excuse my dad. He's a little fidgety. He's got that ADHD on hyperdrive. That's pretty much what he is right now.
Oh, come on, boy. You talk too much. Come on.
All right, Junior, can you go over and walk over and go ahead and get him a bowl ready?
Will do.
All right, Daddy, you go ahead and start sitting down there.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to tell you my secret. I'm on a mission for my yaya to get back at Bubba's daddy for all the
transgressions he caused over the years. And I'm going to do it with this right here, atomic hot sauce.
Junior, what's going on over here? What's taking you so long?
I'm just making sure it's got the right level.
All right, whatever. All right, here we go, Daddy. It's been a while since you had my chili.
Where's my supper, boy? Come on, now.
here you go.
All right, thank you, Junior. Let me know what you think about this, Daddy.
I'll say, son, back it up, back it up. I gotta have room to eat.
All right, whatever you say.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, come on, boy.
Holy crap! What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? I need some water. I need some water.
Junior, let's get him some water. He's looked like he's on fire or something here.
Hey, boy. Yep. Oh, he's probably on fire.
What do you mean, probably?
Atomic hot sauce.
Atomic hot sauce?
Atomic hot sauce.
Oh, yeah?
Where'd that come from?
Well, y'all.
Really? You're going to do that to me here with my daddy who just tried to do all this stuff?
He just passed out, Junior. Folks, I'm sorry. Whatever you do, don't add the atomic hot sauce from Junior's Yaya. She's a little crazy woman. Kind of a witch. Anyways, the real recipe of that's going to be on the website. We got to clean this mess up and maybe call the ER for my daddy. Anyways, until next time, this is Adventures with Bubba. Signing out.
So I sees you called again.
Ah, Mr. Anderson. You always know I contact your PI firm.
So what can I do for you this time?
Well, I need out of a contract with two nincompoops that are currently running a show on my network.
So basically, you wanted me to find the usuals.
Exactly.
Give me a week or two, I can find something out.
Nah, no doubt you will.
By the way, you forgot to tell me the names of the two people I'm trying to find some dirt on for you.
Oh, where am I?
This merger's got my head on a tizzy.
Their names are Bubba and Junior. Those are the two that I need dirt on.
Consider it done.
Now tell me, Mr. Anderson. What about our other investigation you have going on against Wing Corp?
Let me tell you, this one's becoming a little bit more difficult, Mr. Executive.
Why is that?
Well, you see, their CEO and president, Bruce Thomas, is super clean. Like, I'm having trouble finding anything on him. It's almost like he's Superman or something, you know? Like, he's so clean, he's like that type of clean.
Nobody's that clean. And even in the comic books, Superman isn't that clean.
Yeah, but do you know, nobody can find anything on him. And this is the one time I'm not the top detective. But don't worry, I still got time to find something.
You better hope so. This merger's happening soon. And if it happens, I'll be out of a job.
Don't worry. It's not going to happen. I'll find something.
Oh, by the way, see Harleen on your way out and get your check for this week.
Thank you, Mr. Executive.
Hey, this is Bubba. I hope you enjoyed this adventure. Until next time, see ya.
Adventures with Bubba is a parody-based podcast and should be construed for the sole purpose of entertainment and comedy. Adventures with Bubba is a production of and is owned by It's Your Break, a division of Spark of Vision. This episode was recorded at the Spark of Vision Studios and was written, produced, recorded, and engineered by Jonathan Mertz. All character voices were also done by Jonathan Mertz. All sound effects and music were purchased through Sound Ideas and Spark of Vision. This has been an It's Your Break production. It's Your Break and its various shows and content are owned by Spark of Vision. It's Your Break's Adventures with Bubba, copyright 2019.